Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, Queensland unmasked, COVID restrictions lifting, dancing returns and visitors allowed back at aged care homes. Words of warning, America's top COVID advisor on Australia's pandemic response. Police families united in grief, a killer truckie faces justice. And moving tributes, never before seen photos of Prince Philip and his great-grandchildren.
This is 7 News. With Edwina Bartholomew.
Good morning. Queensland will be unmasked this morning when coronavirus restrictions ease 2 weeks after that recent outbreak. Masks are still advised in crowded spaces and remain mandatory at airports. Also among the changes, visits to hospitals and aged care homes are back, along with standing also while drinking at the pub.
Queenslanders have done a mighty job and I want to thank everyone. It has not been easy over these last 2 weeks.
As the state returns to normality, Queensland Health has been ordered to urgently audit all PPE used by frontline nurses to ensure it fits properly. The Prime Minister has hinted the nation's new look vaccine plan will include mass vaccination hubs to get the rollout back on track. As America's top COVID advisor issues a sobering warning for our nation. Let's go live now to political reporter Rob Scott in Canberra. Morning to you, Rob. Do we have a clearer picture yet on what the program will look like?
Yes, we do, Eddie. Admitting that the current program has many problems, Scott Morrison's new approach involves a big surge in the number of jabs given in the final quarter of the year, using mass vaccination sites that have the capacity to inoculate thousands of people every day. The PM hoping that if there are no more delays, it will be possible to vaccinate most of the population by Christmas. It's a plan many of the states have been calling for months and will be a major topic of discussion at Monday's National Cabinet meeting. But America's top doctor warns Australia will never be truly free from the virus until the rest of the world is vaccinated and its spread is controlled across the globe.
Even if you control it well in your own country, the way Australia's done, you want to have control throughout the entire world. Because as long as there's the dynamic of virus replication somewhere, there will always be the threat.
Dr. Fauci's comments come after Health Minister Greg Hunt refused to guarantee that Australia's international borders would automatically reopen once all of us are vaccinated. Eddie.
Thank you, Rob. A major investigation has been launched in Perth after a baby was found dead on the grounds of a private school. The body of the 11-month-old was discovered at the Kingsway Christian College last night. Criminal investigators are planning to provide further information later this morning. A police officer is in a serious condition in hospital after he was struck by a trail bike in the New South Wales Hunter region. The male constable was engaged in a pursuit with the bike at Maitland last night. It's understood he was out of his vehicle at a roundabout and tried to stop the rider when he was struck. He suffered leg fractures as well as suspected arm, head, pelvic and spinal injuries. The trail bike rider has been arrested and is currently in hospital under police guard. 12 children are recovering after being accidentally poisoned at a childcare centre in the Melbourne suburb of Caulfield. It's understood detergent was mistakenly put in their drinks. The children were treated at the scene and did not require hospital treatment. Grieving families have stared down a killer Melbourne truckie as he was sentenced to 2 decades behind bars for the deaths of 4 police officers. Mahinder Singh was high on ice when he crashed into police in an emergency lane last year. Heartbroken families say despite justice being served, it does not ease their grief.
No amount of punishment can replace the loss of our loved ones and the missing place at our tables that will be felt by us for the rest of our lives.
Richard Pusey will be sentenced at the end of the month for filming the dying police members, while Singh's supervisor is also charged over the crash. A former South Australian MP and her husband have been charged with blackmailing the state's Labor leader. Annabelle and Greg Digance were arrested in their Adelaide Hills home yesterday morning. They allegedly threatened Peter Malinakis with false allegations that would damage him politically. The couple could face up to 20 years in prison. Military rehearsals for Prince Philip's funeral have taken place in Britain as more members of the royal family pay emotional tributes to the Duke. Let's go live to Europe Bureau Chief Hugh Whitfeld at Windsor for us this morning, Hugh. This small service will take place there on Saturday.
Eddie, good morning. Yes, there will be some fuss, though. The Prince being a Navy man, the British Armed Forces will be involved. And overnight, we've seen rehearsals at some barracks in Surrey, not far from here in Windsor, involving the Household Cavalry and the Coldstream Guards, among some of the units who will be involved on Saturday, as Princess Anne emerged for the first time since her father's death, visiting the Royal Yacht Squadron at the Isle of Wight. Prince Philip was an admiral of the club. The royal family too released a series of never-before-seen photos, including a photo taken in 2018 at Balmoral Castle featuring the Queen, Prince Philip, and their, at the time, seven great-grandchildren. Of course, another three great-grandchildren have been born since then, of course, including August, who is the son of Princess Eugenie. She has released her own photos to Instagram overnight, along with a statement that read in part, "I remember laughing at your jokes and asking about your spectacular life and service to the Navy. I remember incinerating the sausages and you swooping in to save the day. Thank you for your dedication and love for us all, and especially Granny, who we will look after for you." Meantime, Eugenie's cousins, William and Harry, have reportedly spoken on the phone since Harry's arrival into the UK. He, of course, is expected to be self-isolating ahead of the funeral on Saturday, and there have been some very public calls from high-ranking figures here in the UK, including the former British Prime Minister Sir John Major, calling on the brothers to bury the hatchet ahead of the Saturday this weekend, when they will come face-to-face for the first time in public in 13 months. Eddie.
All right, thank you very much, Hugh. Fire has destroyed several shops at a popular beachside tourist spot in Victoria. The inferno took hold in a restaurant and quickly spread, forcing those in a neighbouring motel to evacuate. The flames leapt metres into the air, causing a number of loud explosions. It took firefighters more than 3 hours to bring the blaze under control. Dramatic video has been released by a court showing a truck driver's terrifying path of destruction. The 24-year-old wrecked several cars and badly injured two women, but he won't be going to jail.
Breakfast time at McDonald's, and a flatbed truck loaded with steel comes hurtling through the car park. Vehicles are demolished, customers nearly killed, and all because driver Surab Bisht was in a tearing hurry to get to his destination. If he had kept left at all times and in low gear, this disaster would not have occurred, the judge said. Bisht was going well over the speed limit on Mount Ousley Road, south of Sydney. He overtook a gas tanker, his movements captured on dashcam. His inexperience resulted in him losing control, seriously injuring two women. Bisht was convicted of negligent driving and causing bodily harm, the court rejecting his claim the brakes failed. He was ordered to serve 15 months jail in the community and unsuccessfully appealed that decision in a higher court. He simply wanted to get to his destination more speedily and failed to obey the signs at the top of the descent and directions to use low gear. He had a duty to use the emergency ramp. He should have attempted to do so.
Do you regret your behaviour that day for overtaking a truck?
The judge acknowledged Surab Bisht wasn't on drugs or alcohol, and his good character meant he avoided jail. But the original sentence remains in place because his actions were considered extremely reckless and could have caused multiple deaths.
Here on a student visa, the conviction means his future in Australia is uncertain.
Any apology to your victims?
Leonie Ryan, 7 News.
When it comes to cars, the pandemic has put the brakes on depreciation, with fewer new vehicles arriving and lower rates of public transport use, creating the perfect storm for used car prices. And while it's great news for sellers, buyers are being told to wait or face record prices.
It's the in-demand pandemic product no one predicted.
Used car values are booming. The whole used car market is skyrocketing.
With multiple factors driving up demand.
Many people have added the extra cars to the family.
After dipping slightly in COVID-19's early days, used vehicle prices are now 37% above the previous record they hit in February 2020. While we quickly got back behind the wheel, public transport usage is still well below pre-pandemic levels. Plus, a global shortage of essential microchips has meant fewer new cars are available.
The new car market, it's hard sometimes to get particular models, and as a consequence, almost a knock-on effect, the used car market is very tight as well.
Add to that, a boom in domestic travel with overseas trips on ice.
We're seeing an increase in demand for the larger vehicles, SUVs and vehicles that can go off-road around Australia and maybe take the family on holiday.
Like the ever-popular Toyota Hilux and four-wheel drives with towing capability.
Some industry experts say the conditions driving the inflated prices can't last. So if you're in the market for a used car and can afford to wait, do, with price growth expected to pull back by the end of this year.
Be patient because it is going to be a while. Popular models are in short supply.
Gemma Acton, 7 News.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Checking finance news for now. The Dow Jones is trading up. The Nasdaq has dipped. In London, the FT 100 gained some ground and Germany's DAX fell. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed down. Hong Kong's Hang Seng was up. The All Ords and the ASX 200 both finished in positive territory. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,736 an ounce. Oil is $63 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 77.26 US cents, 84 Japanese yen and $1.08 New Zealand. Victorian detectives have uncovered a new clue in the baffling hunt for missing campers Russell Hill and Carol Clay. Two shovels have been discovered in a new search area near Mount Hotham and will now be forensically investigated.
There are parts of that bush that probably have never actually been walked on by humans. It is that remote.
The secret lovers had not been heard from since March last year after they went camping together in the Wanangatta Valley. Christchurch mosque gunman Brenton Tarrant is launching a legal bid for better conditions in jail. The Australian was sentenced to life behind bars last year for killing 51 people in New Zealand's worst mass murder. He'll represent himself in an Auckland court today. Tarrant's held in a jail wing for prisoners of extreme risk. The police officer who fatally shot a young black man when she fired her gun instead of her taser will be charged with manslaughter. Let's go live to US correspondent David Woywood in our bureau. David, Kim Potter is now facing jail time.
Morning, Eddie. Yes, as she is, Kim Potter is now staring down the barrel of up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $20,000. She has been charged with second-degree manslaughter for the shooting death of unarmed 20-year-old black man Dante Wright. Now, she's currently in custody in a local prison. Further charges are a possibility, as already many are saying second-degree manslaughter is not tough enough and that stronger charges are needed for the officer who says she mistakenly reached for her gun instead of her taser.
Manslaughter, too, is the least she should get.
Mm-hmm.
The least. Yep. Possibly more. When you look at the fact that you're dealing with a 26-year veteran. If she didn't know in 26 years the difference in size and weight of a gun as opposed to a taser, then how was she a veteran in policing?
Now, the city of Minnesota is still reeling from this latest killing. A third night of protests overnight as demonstrators and police again faced off. More than 60 people were arrested. Reportedly more damage to the Brooklyn City Centre District as well. Authorities now hoping, though, that these charges against former officer Kim Potter will calm the situation somewhat, Eddie.
All right. Thank you, David Woodward there. US President Joe Biden has now officially ordered the last American troops out of Afghanistan by September 11. The departure was previously scheduled for May under Donald Trump's agreement with the Taliban, but a lack of preparation has forced President Biden to push the date back.
I'm now the fourth United States president to preside over American troop presence in Afghanistan. Two Republicans, two Democrats. I will not pass this responsibility onto a fifth.
The withdrawal date is also the 20th anniversary of the 2001 terrorist attacks on America. To sport now, and Carlton have been hit by a double surgery blow. The Blues have decided to send Jack Silvani in for surgery on his injured shoulder, so he'll miss the next month. Zach Fisher will miss the next 2 months after surgery on his ankle. Collingwood's Brianna Davey has taken out the AFLW Most Valuable Player Award. The grand final between Adelaide and Brisbane is live on 7 on Saturday. The NRL has hit the Canberra Raiders with a $10,000 fine for the scuffle against the Penrith Panthers on Friday. A Raiders trainer being caught up in the melee was cited as the reason behind the fine. Panthers coach Ivan Cleary has fired back at any suggestions his unbeaten team have become cocky. Penrith face the Broncos tonight. There was a little bit of everything in last night's A-League clash between Adelaide and Macarthur. The Reds were playing scissors, paper, rock to decide penalty takers for starters, but it was a furry invader who ended up stealing the show.
There's a cat on the field. What's going on? And it can't get off the field. It doesn't have a collar on it either. This is going to be difficult to catch. Poor thing.
Ben Halloran's classy flick sealed a 3-1 win for Adelaide. They're now second on the ladder. Big-hitting Australians Glenn Maxwell and David Warner came face-to-face in the Indian Premier League overnight, and both of them put on quite the show. Maxwell smashed 59 runs for Bangalore, while Warner hit 54 for his Hyderabad side. After Warner's wicket fell, the Sunrisers' batting lineup collapsed, losing by 6 runs, unfortunately. Australia's swimmers have their last chance to impress ahead of the Olympic trials, with the national championship starting on the Gold Coast last night. The showdown between Kyle Chalmers and Mac Horton ended in a damp squib. Olympic champ Chalmers easily won their 200-metre freestyle heat, with Horton failing to qualify for the finals, finishing 4 seconds behind in eighth. World champion Ariane Titmus easily took out her 200-metre freestyle heat. The now infamous ship that blocked the Suez Canal for 6 days has been seized by Egyptian authorities until an eye-watering sum is handed over. They're demanding more than $1 billion in compensation from the Japanese owners of the Ever Given, a sum the company is so far unwilling to pay. Taking a look at the weather around the country for your Thursday, a cold front crossing Tasmania, Victoria and southern New South Wales is generating some gusty showers. A trough extending from northwest WA to New South Wales is triggering a few showers and storms. Around the capitals, sunny and a top of 28 today in Brisbane. Sydney, sunny and 27. Canberra, sunny and 20 degrees there. Windy with showers in Melbourne, 20 degrees there as well, the top. A late shower in Hobart, 15. 21 degrees in Adelaide with possible showers. Perth sunny and a top of 24. And Darwin mostly sunny and 33 degrees. And that's 7 Early News for this Thursday, April 15th. I'm Edwina Bartholomew.